Chris Morning Update Sunday, April the 23rd. 大家好，欢迎来到星期天的早报。那么在航天方面，天舟一号货运飞船与天宫一号空间实验室成功交会对接。在篮球方面，郑伟马布里离开首钢队，6年3冠2次 MVP， 40岁的帝都王朝缔造者作别北京。在房地产方面，一季度的个人住房贷款余额同比增长35.7%，达19.05万亿，但是低于16年年末水平。在武汉本地新闻方面，太空科创园项目签约仪式在汉举行，未来最大的探月工程特色科普基地将在武汉市蔡甸区落成。The Tianzhou-1 cargo spacecraft successfully completed automated docking with the orbiting Tiangong-2 space lab at 12:23 p.m. Saturday Beijing time. According to the Beijing Aerospace Control Center, it is the first docking between the spacecraft and the space lab. Tianzhou-1, China's first cargo spacecraft, was launched Thursday evening from the Wenchang spacecraft launch site in South China's Hainan province. It began to approach Tiangong-2 automatically at 10:02 a.m. Saturday and made contact with the space lab at 12:16 p.m.And star player Stephen Marbury will split from Beijing Shougang Ducks after negotiations failed to resolve a contract dispute. Marbury, who led the Beijing to win 3 CBA titles in 6 years, re-signed with the Ducks on a 3-year contract in 2015, which gave the Ducks the option of hiring him as an assistant coach for the 2017-18 season after the Ducks failed to make the 2016-17 season playoffs in February. Marbury has repeatedly voiced his desire to play one more season in Beijing. However, the team wants to rebuild after that disappointing season and gave Marbury a coaching post.The club announced on Saturday that negotiations failed to resolve the disagreement and we will terminate Marbury's contract to allow him to leave Beijing as a free agent. Marbury later posted a statement on his personal Weibo account confirming the split, saying, My team and I have been discussing this matter with the club for a certain amount of time so that a veteran's last wish can be blessed. That's why we offered the club options including to cut 20% of my salary so that I could work as a player coach in the coming season.However, Xie Haitian, the Ducks deputy general manager, said the salary was required by Marbury agents as a player and coach was a lot higher than the amount that the club could offer. Marbury, aged 40, said he hasn't decided which team to play for in the 2017-18 season. Signed by the Shaanxi Brave Dragons in 2009 to play in the CBA after a 13-year roller coaster career in the NBA, Marbury has built sensational popularity among fans in Beijing over the past 6 years.The club re-erected a bronze statue of him outside his home court, the Wu Kesong Arena, after the first championship in 2012. The New York native had his image printed on a set of postage stamps and was given a Chinese green card, a permanent residence permit given to foreigners for their outstanding contribution to China.And the outstanding loans to China's home buyers decreased at the end of March compared to the end of last year, according to official data. Outstanding loans to home buyers totaled 19.05 trillion yuan, or $2.8 trillion, at the end of March, the People's Bank of China said in a statement. At the end of December 2016, outstanding loans to home buyers totaled 19.14 trillion yuan, according to the central bank data.China's tightened regulation on property market had begun to pay off as home prices in major cities stabilized. Dozens of Chinese have implemented tougher cooling measures to limit price gains since mid-March, following Beijing's unprecedented harsh curbs that lifted the down payment ratio for homes to 60%. Meanwhile, the central bank has urged banks to strengthen mortgage risk management.And crack down on market irregularities, such as fake divorces, to avoid high down payment requirements. That's all for our Sunday update, and stay tuned for our update on the 24th.